Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. And joining us now on the program on a phone line is Tom Ridge, the first Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and former governor of Pennsylvania from 1995 to 2001, author of the new book, The Test of Our Times, America Under Siege and How We Can Be Safe Again, a memoir recounting of the difficulties, the challenges of creating the Department of Homeland Security after 9/11. Governor Ridge, good morning.
John, good morning. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here. Let's just get the issue out of the way that really has dogged you on this book tour all along, the explanation of an event that you describe, which took place just before the 2004 election. Let me just read the quote to you. A vigorous, some might say dramatic, discussion ensued. Ashcroft, Attorney General at the time, strongly urged an increase in the threat level. You at Homeland Security were responsible for setting that threat level, and that was supported by Rumsfeld, you write. There was absolutely no support for that within our department. None. I wondered, is this about security or politics? Now, you're describing a meeting that I think was controversial in the way it was sort of revealed in the marketing leading up to your book tour. But I'm just wondering if that's a little naive. In the Bush administration by 2004, wasn't it obvious that that was political pressure from Ashcroft and Rumsfeld?
Well, no. The thank you for actually discussing the passage at the outset. I'm not second-guessing anybody's motives. What I wanted to try to explain to the reader, and that's the most dramatic time that the group of the president's Homeland Security cabinet got together to discuss raising the threat level. What the public generally doesn't know is that we had those discussions on many occasions, and more often than not, the decision among the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and the Attorney General and the CIA Director, yours truly, and a few others, was not to raise the threat level. But since this was the weekend before before the general election, this was the year that a terrorist event in Spain had altered that election. We were just unanimous in our opinion internally. So I mused at the end of this session in the book, was it politics or was it security? Not to second guess my colleagues, because as I say earlier in the book, there is no way, given the nature of the decision-making process, that anybody can pressure anybody. You don't go up unless there's a consensus among this very very special group of the
right.
President's cabinet.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sensitive to the position that you're in there, but nevertheless, isn't it your job to make sure that Americans believe that when you raise the threat level, it's actually true, and not just because Rumsfeld is looking at some poll numbers?
Oh, precisely.
So you have to push back.
No, you don't have to, because there were many other people in that group shared the same view as I did. And at the end of the day, if you recall correctly, we did not raise a threat level. I mean, that was the beauty of the system. Unless there was a consensus within that group, regardless of how strong one or two individuals argued to raise a threat level, unless there was at least a majority, then there was no recommendation to go up. So there was no need to push back. We rendered our opinions. Nobody tried to pressure anybody. My opinion was different. Secretary Powell's opinion was different. Bob Mueller's opinion was different. Therefore, we didn't go up.
Are you then saying, if I'm understanding you right, that it's impossible to separate the politics from...
Oh, no. I don't know what people were thinking, what was the calculation. As you note in the book, there are a couple chapters where I talk about the politics of terrorism. And after 9/11, I suspect as congressmen and congresswomen made decisions and senators made decisions and other people within the government made decisions, some nature of politics, the whole question of terrorism became embedded in our political system.
Right.
And so it's very difficult to distinguish, to say, it was done in isolation, but to say that motivated them to argue about raising the threat level, I don't believe that.
Well, let's talk generally.
An interesting time, and the most dramatic time when we had this discussion, but certainly not the only time. The system really worked well.
You describe in the subtitle of your book, America Under Siege, and then in the dust jacket of your book, you suggest that it's actually really important to not have a circle the wagons mindset in thinking about terrorism. Which is it? Are we under siege? Or not?
Well, it's clear to me, who someone who started not as a counterterrorism expert, but certainly learned a great deal about it every single day, even in the last day that I worked there, more about terrorism and counterterrorism, that we still remain under serious threat from a small group of individuals who are strategic in their thinking, who do not set their wristwatches or their clocks according to the Western timetable, and if and when they have a chance, and they do plan long-term to strike the United States again, they will. But I also say in the book that we don't need to be breathless about it. One of the reasons I wrote the book was to convince people that the threat is real, but it's manageable. We can manage this risk.
Let's talk about the legacy. Creating the Department of Homeland Security was described by many as perhaps the most challenging interagency consolidation that's ever even been attempted by the federal government. You were set to manage the entire thing. And when you left office, I'm just wondering, a couple of things happened that really speak directly to your legacy, and I wonder if personally you could respond to them. First,
sure.
There was this.
My nominee to succeed Secretary Ridge has the background and the passion that are needed to protect our citizens. As police commissioner on September the 11th, 2001, Bernie Kerik arrived at the World Trade Center minutes after the first plane hit.
Tom Ridge, a former governor of Pennsylvania and first secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, did it trouble you personally that George W. Bush chose to nominate to replace you Bernard Kerik, a philandering, corrupt politician from New York who was a crony of Rudy Giuliani's?
Well, I'm not going to categorize Bernie Kerik. I don't know Bernie Kerik. And the president has a right to choose whoever he wants to succeed any other cabinet member. I personally have always felt that someone, I like Secretary Napolitano's choice. I felt good about Secretary Chertoff's choice. I think both of those were excellent, and I'm going to leave others to comment whether or not it was a good choice from Bernie Kerik. I think the president discovered, since Bernie did not apparently fill out the form completely or accurately, that it wasn't a good choice.
Right.
Moved
well,
on and made a good appointment with Mike Chertoff.
On the legacy question, quickly, the Katrina events that happened after you left office, did they speak to an undoing of the work that you had done in creating Department of Homeland Security?
It disappointed me greatly. I think there was great incompetence demonstrated at all levels of government, at the local level, state level, and federal government. I talk about it very specifically in the book. There were certain things that we had prepared in the event that there was a massive incident like this that weren't used, and I still don't think that the FEMA organization itself was at the root of the failure. I think there were some things that could have been done at all levels of government that certainly could have reduced the heartbreak that community and that so many families and people experienced during that time.
Well, you had an extraordinarily
entire chapter on it.
Yes, indeed, and you write well on it, and it's in your book. The book is The Test of Our Times, America Under Siege and How We Can Be Safe Again, all about the tough job that you had as first secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Tom Ridge, thanks so much for being with us.
John, thank you for the opportunity to have this conversation with you.
Sure.
Best wishes to you.